You might say that today is Ten Commandments Day. It seemed like the proper thing, rather than talking about swinging a cord of ropes and taking people out of the temple courts, to go back to the beginning. The beginning of the people of Israel as they were taken out of captivity and slavery in Egypt. And then they're given a blessed gift. And I need to tell us or remind us that the Ten Commandments, the commandments, if you will, are not negotiable. They were given to Moses in the wilderness after the Exodus from Egypt. And they have since that time been called the law, because they gave the people and to us conditions of behavior. They're called apodictic law. Now, that'll be on the quiz after the service today. It means no matter what, okay? We're used to conditional causistics, like if this happens, then do this. That's a big part of computer programming, which I taught for many years. There's no if. There's no, if you do this, God will do this. This is, you must do this, no matter what. I want to give you an example of ancient law, which was, if you will, causistic. If this happens, then this happens. If a man takes possession of a boat which is not his, he shall pay 10 shekels of silver. You see the if then? If a man bites the nose off another person and severs it, he shall pay a mina of silver. That's from the laws of Eshnunna. 2100 B.C. If a son has struck his father, they shall cut off his hand. That's from the code of Hammurabi. And if a builder constructed a house for a man but did not make his work strong, with the result that the house collapsed and so caused the death of the owner of the house, that builder shall be put to death. The code of Hammurabi. 1700 B.C. You get an idea that this law was like even worse than the Old West? The Ten Commandments, as we heard today that Jay read so eloquently, can be found in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17. And God gave these laws to Moses on Mount Sinai. And it was sometime between 1250 and 1210 B.C. God spoke and said, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods but me. Well, I think that's pretty straightforward and self-explanatory. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven, above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. Basically, don't have any idols and don't bow down to anyone or anything except God himself. Not even if you're kidding around. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. This is really big. A lot of drivers do this. Not that I'm listening, but I hear God's name. Now, we're not just talking about God or Yahweh or Jehovah, but also the name of Jesus. How many times do you hear Jesus Christ spoken in vain? Oh, and I don't mean anything by it. It's just a knee-jerk reaction. Well, get a different knee. Don't use his name in a bad way. He hates it. His name has such power that in using it correctly, demons have to obey it. If a demon appeared to you and frightened your socks off, you could say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I demand you to leave me. And they will. Why? Because they have to obey his name. The devil and his demons believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, just like we do. And they know they don't have much time left to deceive us before Jesus comes again to judge us. So my brothers and sisters, please be careful what you say. Remember the Sabbath by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that's in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Some people get hung up on the word alien and think it's, it's from outer space. No, it's from another land. So people had people work for them. Some were slaves, some were not. But it's your household. And by the way, it's not saying here your Sabbath must be Sunday. Or for the Jews, your Sabbath must be Saturday. It's a day of rest. God didn't make the Sabbath for him. He made it for you. To recharge your batteries, to give you some rest. For example, the Jewish people chose Saturday because their first day of the week was Sunday. And so the seventh day of the week was Saturday. So they gave that to the Lord in rest and relaxation and to recharge their batteries. You know, if you go to Israel today in a hotel, there are two elevators. There are two sets of elevators. There are the regular or goyim elevators for the Gentiles, where you go on, you push a button, you go to that floor. But then there's the Jewish elevators, the Shabbat elevators. Every button is lit. And it stops at every floor because they believe pushing a button is work. I've been there, I've experienced it. Our Sabbath is on a Sunday. Most people, and I love it in Douglas that most places are closed, honoring the Sabbath. I work on Sunday. So when's my Sabbath? My Sabbath is Monday. And I dedicate that to the Lord. But if the need be, somebody's in the hospital or something else, then I will do it. Because I love the Lord and I'm doing his work. But I try to make it a chill day. Where I can read scripture, I can relax. And I ask you to do that on your Sundays too. Or the day that you've chosen for your Sabbath. For Christians, we come to church on Sunday and don't work. And by not working, the work we do for money. But if you could do any kind of work at all, homework, chores, try to do that on other days. That's what we learned. Jesus said in Mark chapter 2, verse 27, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And remember, it's your choice. Nobody forces you to work. It's your decision. This is one that is becoming more difficult during this culture. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land of the Lord your God is giving you. The kids are in there, but don't talk back to your parents. And that goes for any age, or curse them. It goes on. It could be hard to respect a parent that doesn't deserve or doesn't respect you, but we are to try. If you honor them, you're honoring God. You shall not murder. This isn't just trying to kill somebody. War is a different matter. Basically, don't kill someone because you're angry at them, or it's an inconvenience, or because it would make your life better without them in it. And that extends not only to murder with a knife or a gun, but abortion. And that's a whole nother issue. You shall not commit adultery. Don't have sexual relations outside of marriage. And if you're married, be faithful to your spouse and don't have sexual relations with anyone else. And I can remember a president saying, it depends on how you define sexual relations. That's a bunch of hooey. It's a tough commandment to follow, especially nowadays when it seems like everybody does it. It's glamorized on movies and TV, but that doesn't make it right. Did you know that in the Old Testament, adultery was punishable by a death penalty? Deuteronomy chapter 22. God spoke much further on this commandment when he gave Moses the law in Leviticus. Chapter 18. Very clear specifics And I got to tell you, there's no expiration date. These are things like incest, child sacrifice. These are things we're seeing, bestiality. These are things we're seeing today in this culture. I don't think I need to say any more about that. You shall not steal. Again, it's pretty straightforward. Never steal anything. Even if it's a box of paper clips. Doesn't matter if it's as small as a gumball or as large as a car. If it isn't yours, don't take it. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. Don't accuse anyone falsely. Remember, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. That's a hard one today because with all accusations going on, people are resigning right and left, and we don't know if they're guilty or not. Don't lie, ever. There's no such thing as a white lie, no matter what the news wants to tell you. When you lie, you're not being honest with someone, which we're supposed to do. You can end up hurting somebody very badly, and probably yourself too, and your integrity, your reputation. A lot of this going on today in social media. Stories get started and people carry rumors and it's worse than ever. And it gets a title called cyberbullying. When you lie in any way, you break this commandment. So please, for your own sake, don't. Ooh, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Do not covet. While most of us don't have donkeys or slaves, we can substitute these things for cars, iPads, stereos, whatever. If someone has something that you want, don't be jealous of them or hate them because of it. It does no good to worry about things we don't have. And remember that we take nothing with us when we die. So don't build up material treasures, but spiritual treasures. Always give thanks to God for everything you have. Covetousness is not just about material things. I've heard it said that if you break one commandment, you break them all. No matter how small a sin is, it's still a sin and it separates you from God until you repent and receive forgiveness. These were the beginning of God's many laws to his people in Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. It was a lawless world, as you heard from those examples that I gave you at the beginning. But they always boil down to the original 10, which God gave to replace that lawlessness. So in closing this morning, I want to summarize for you the 10 commandments as simply as I can. Believe in one God. Let no one worship idols. Use the Lord's name only with reverence. Every Lord's Day is important. Parents should be honored and obeyed. Respect human life. Intimacy is for marriage only. No stealing. Truth rules. And stop wanting other people's stuff. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.